From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The motorcade taking Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy's body from his home in Hyannisport to Boston is on the move. Hundreds have been waiting since early morning at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum, where the senator will lie in repose later today. NPR's Tovia Smith is there.
They are lining up behind one another, friends and strangers, elderly and minorities, immigrants and parents of slain soldiers, all for the same purpose, to say thank you to the senator who has touched them all. Many spoke of the help they got from Senator Kennedy getting a relative a visa or getting information about a son killed in Iraq or simply getting inspiration from the senator's lifetime of public service. They are leaving flowers, signing a condolence book, and posing for pictures in front of large photos of the senator that are set up on easels. Meantime, crews are working to prepare the room where the senator will soon lie in repose. Because of the crowds here, visitors' hours have been extended tonight until 11 p.m. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
Two new reports out today indicate the economy is on the rebound. The government says the economy shrank at an annual rate of 1% in the spring, a better-than-expected showing. And jobless claims fell last week but remained far above any levels associated with a healthy economy. The Commerce Department's new gross domestic product estimate came in at 1.5%. Economists expected worse as businesses cut their inventories more than first reported and scaled back on investment in new plants. And the Labor Department reported unemployment claims fell by 10,000 last week compared to the week before. The number of banks in danger of failing rose as bank losses mounted in the second quarter, according to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
The list of problem banks rose from 305 at the end of March to 416 at the end of June, the most in 15 years. These problem banks had nearly $300 billion in assets. FDIC-insured banks and thrifts had net losses of $3.7 billion compared to profits of $4.8 billion in last year's second quarter. FDIC Chairman Sheila Bair acknowledged challenges remain, but said evidence is building that the U.S. economy is starting to grow again. And she stressed that banking industry performance is, as always, a lagging indicator. She said the banking sector can look forward to better times ahead. But for now, she added, the difficult and necessary process of recognizing loan losses and cleaning up balance sheets continues to be reflected in the industry's bottom line. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
In Michigan, some 800 people have been evacuated from the area around a burning chemical plant. The fire in Hamtramck also stopped Amtrak service between Detroit and Pontiac. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 46 to 95.90. The Nasdaq is down a fraction. This is NPR. A suicide bomber killed at least 18 Pakistani border police at the main border crossing with Afghanistan. The attack occurred as Pakistani forces have stepped up their campaign against Taliban fighters, especially along the border. Officials at a checkpoint at the Khyber Pass in northwest Pakistan say the attacker detonated a huge explosion as guards were about to begin an evening meal during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. China has denounced Taiwan's approval of a visit by the Tibet's spiritual leader. Dwali Saikaw Tao reports the Dalai Lama's visit is aimed at comforting the victims of Typhoon Morakot, which left more than 600 people dead.
China's Taiwan Affairs Bureau says no matter under what form or identity Dali uses to enter Taiwan, we resolutely oppose this. The statement was carried by Beijing's Xinhua News Agency. For the last 60 years, China has claimed sovereignty over Taiwan, but Taiwan is a self-ruled island. Its president Ma Ying-jeou told reporters today while touring areas devastated by Typhoon Morakot that Dalai Lama could come pray for the souls of the dead and also pray for the well-being of the survivors. A spokesman for the Dalai Lama in India said, as of now, we are planning a visit to Taiwan and the dates are still being worked out. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Saikaw Tao.
A U.S. bankruptcy judge in Virginia has approved a plan for Michael Vick to repay $20 million to his creditors and emerge from bankruptcy. The judge okayed the plan on the condition that Vick hire a personal financial planner to take care of his future earnings with his new team, the Philadelphia Eagles. Vick spent 18 months in a prison for bankrolling a dogfighting ring. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.